And we're back. Hello, this is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That last song was Haunted by Beans, and before that we had Kikigaku Moyo with Gatherings. And now, with me here, is Dalton Moon. Hey, what's up, Dalton?
I'm here.
Oh, your mic is not on. Now you're here.
And now I'm here. I'm here. Everyone can hear me.
Yep.
I'm out here. I'm in Boston, Tufts.
Yeah, and now your mic is actually even more on than before.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
oh,
that's nice. A lot better.
That's all nice. All right.
And, Dalton here. Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on over. We're also joined by Dalton's drummer. No, bass.
Guitar.
Bass.
Guitar.
Oh, my. Guitar?
Guitar player.
Guitar, okay. Second guitar.
How's everybody doing?
Hey, we're doing well. How are you?
I'm all right on this fine late noon.
Fantastic.
In Boston.
Very good. Yeah. And I saw Dalton here for the first time just under a year ago at the...
Rockwell.
At the Rockwell, yeah. Yeah, that was a cool show opening for Paper Tigers.
I did not know you were there. I did not know you then. I wish I did. That would have been crazy. We would have hung.
Yeah, well, I think that I said, like, hi.
You must have said hi. You are a very recognizable person.
Oh, thank you. I feel like it's good to be in the scene and get to recognize people's faces and all that. It's very friendly once you're in there.
Yeah, it was awesome seeing you at, the show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Photoshoot.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, so Dalton here and I, we're not just going to chat.
We're not just
going
to
play some music.
Yeah.
All right. You want to hit us with your first song?
Sure. We're recording our new album. We actually just finished recording our new album. We are now mixing our new album. This is a song off the new album. Yeah, maybe I'll... Oh, that sounds a little better.
I've seen you and him together. Let's just face the truth. I've got records of past regrets. I'll put them all to use. I don't mind talking friendly, but there's just no room for two.
Awesome. And so you said that is going to be on your upcoming album.
Yes, with lots more guitars.
Yes, lots more guitars. What other instruments are you going to have in the band?
Drums, bass. We even have some songs with keyboards. It's cool. We get funky.
Oh, yeah. I feel like there aren't enough Boston bands these days with good, like, synthesizer and keyboard.
Oh, yeah. Ours isn't good.
Oh, okay.
Trust.
Ours is
it's just a little. Add some wall thumping.
Oh yeah, it's got some.
texture.
It's got something. Texture, friction, right? As we were saying. Friction is very important.
Makes the music go down.
Yeah. A little spoon of friction makes the medicine go down, as they say. Yes. So, let's see. How long have you been playing music, and how long have you guys been playing as a band as well?
Do you want to tell the lore?
The lore? All right. So, it all started between me and Dalton with freshman year in biology. And we just sat together out of a whim, and he asked me the question, "You want to play guitar?" I'm like, "Sure, I'll play guitar." And we had our previous drummer, and we just started working from there. And I was in the school band, and there's this cool guy named Hayden Blomster. And I was like, "Well, we need a bassist, so this guy's cool. He's probably free.
I was
and
like,
he's good."
I was like, "No way, he lives
and
40
at,
minutes away."
At the end of one of our practices, freshman year, you know, he came on over, and I was going out the door, so I was just crossing my fingers, hopefully this works, because everything here is going to come up into something good. And everybody liked each other, and Dalton and Hayden are like the bestest of friends, so it was just great to add
it's so sick.
A great guy to the mix. And they went on and did their little folky thing, and Honey and Impulse, and of course they worked on the pop album, and then all circled back, and I came back in and hop on the train. So it's nice to come back full circle. And
exactly.
He's been in the band for about a year now in Dalton Moon.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, the Rockwell was like my third show. I think I played something like that.
Yeah.
Nice. So,
you saw the beginning.
The band as it is now has only really been around for like a year, but me and Hayden have been Dalton Moon for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a new thing, but it's the best thing.
Yeah. No, it's so that's funny because you said like, I don't know how you described it, but like I haven't seen your music. I didn't see you guys when you were the old. You said
the
this was your
act.
First acoustic set,
you know,
in a while.
Not a lot of and, people yeah. did, but we played a lot, man. And you know what? But people did see us, like, and then we'll still get texts because, you know, we used to like go busk in Hempfest, mm-hmm. you know, illegally, and they would try to kick us out. And we would stay, and you know, and people knew, and people like kind of saw that, and like we did acoustic and bass for five years.
Wow.
And it took 5 years to make the pop album, right? Which was our last album. But, now it's way more, like, it's what we wanted it to be. We couldn't find a drummer. And then once we had the drums, we were like, we got to get Kyle back.
Right.
I was like,
it all started with a text, you know? I'm coming to the next show. And so then we're just like, well, you want to practice? I'm like, sure. And then now we're, you know, playing shows every other day.
Yeah, it's
that's awesome. Let's see. I'm going to ask you. You said that you wanted some weird questions. You wanted me to dig deep. So let's see. I think I have. I've got a list. I think that there was something on here that's kind of new. These were new a couple shows ago. Oh no. How about if you could wake up tomorrow and become an alarm-making vehicle, would you be police, firefighter, or ambulance?
I would probably...
You know, that actually is a good question on a whim.
I would probably be a fire truck, so I could have mad water.
Water's good.
Keep the water away from everyone. Keep the water to myself.
Well, like Mad Max?
Like Mad Max. I'll tell you, that's going to happen, and you need the water, so right. I want to be a fire truck.
Cool.
I see that. I agree. Fire truck. I always liked fire and pyro, and you know, by trade, I'm a welder, so I'm used to the flame.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I like firemen. Everybody likes firemen. If you got a problem with firemen, that's on you, not them.
For sure. I was at a good show recently at the Royale, and police fire alarms went off, and the police and firefighters and all them came, and it was in the middle of the show, which was a real bummer. But I went up to one of the firefighters and I was like, "Hey, you know those like little plastic fire hats that you give out at like block fairs or block parties? Do you have any of those?
Did he give you one?
No. But it would have been so good. Because we all went
you
back
think
and then...
You think they'd have those.
Right?
Right.
I think every little kid would want one.
Right. What else do they do?
Maybe the ones in Chinatown.
Exactly. I think it's in the name.
Maybe the ones in like in Chinatown, like downtown Boston. Maybe they don't carry around the hats because they got serious business going on.
Maybe you gotta schedule the event to hand out the little plastic fire hats.
Yeah. Anyway, would you like to play us another song?
I would like to first say that I like your New York Dolls poster.
Oh, thank you.
I like you have multiple. I think that is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Makeout Palace.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's always
Michael
the
Palace poster.
Yeah, that was from a show that they did right at the top of the hill over there for an Apple Jam concert.
Oh, it looks very cool.
Yeah.
All right. A stark change. Here's a song off of our next album that we are in the middle of writing. It is a rock opera about a gay man in a straight relationship. This one's called Jonas.
All right, and we are back.
We are back.
Hello, folks. Do you hear me? All right, excellent. You might have noticed it before we left, but there was a strange sound, and the strange sound is gone now. In fact, there was no sound for a little bit, but now there is sound once again.
Oh, wonderful. We were lost for a minute, but we are alive.
Yes,
and
we
well,
are.
And well.
Yeah, and just as you were starting your song, so let's start that again.
All right, let's do that.
Jonas, I guess love just hasn't met me yet. I've got so much heart, I just wanted you to notice. These I must confuse, kiss you on the avenue. Show me more and more. I'm an open door.
slipping on a kitchen floor. Prove there's more to you. Jonas, no stress. Haven't told the secret yet. I was hiding out, wounded and avoiding combat. Love had fizzled out, mold inside a rusty tea spout. Show me more and doesn't like the scent I was pouring up, cooking mother something special. She don't understand, I just want a short haircut. He likes how I am. He'll take my hand, show me what it takes to be a man. Prove there's more to you.
Very nice. And now, all right, let's see. Let's dig deep. You want to do a lightning round?
Yeah, you can try this.
All right, cool. So stick to like one or two words or like a phrase and just go for whatever the first thing that comes to mind is. All right. Cool. I think I was about to, did I ask if you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument?
No.
No. Oh, well, in that case, if you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
Oh,
Fiddle.
Fiddle? Oh.
You need a good fiddle.
I gotta go with, like, something Japanese, like a koto or something.
Yeah.
I met someone who plays the koto.
Was he good?
She was very good, actually. Oh, well, I bought her Noise album. And it is noise. It is certainly noise. But the koto sounds really cool in it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. That's a good instrument pick. Yeah.
All right, Dalton.
What's the next one?
Dalton, what? You have to answer too. What instrument you choose?
Oh yeah, I said fiddle. I said.
Oh,
fiddle.
You said okay. I thought you were deliberating on that.
I forgot as well. But
sorry.
Fiddle.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
Or pedal steel.
What's your favorite gig that you've played?
My favorite gig I've ever played is probably. Do you have an answer? Do you want to go first? Actually,
I think my favorite was the Hofstra Basement Show, because it was the best energy. People liked us, and I don't know. It was just fun going down to New York, and seeing the people there, and feeling all welcomed.
That was a really fun show when we played at Hofstra in New York. That was they were fun. I thought
that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounded like a cool. You guys went down there for like a school project for someone there.
I think so. I mean, I think it was just like all the people who were at school there. They were doing like a show with people. It was a fundraiser.
Oh, a fundraiser. Oh, I thought you said it was a final project.
It's terrible. Yeah. I have no idea what the fundraiser was.
Well, I hope that it was for a very good thing.
Hey, dude, absolutely. I'm sure it was.
Yep.
It had to have been. I mean, they were very nice.
That's good. All right. People are chatty out there today. You know, it's going to be crazy.
I like it, though.
In a week, I think this is probably the last week before there's a lot of student DJs back around Tufts and in the station. So it's always a different vibe.
Yeah.
Gonna be almost a school year again. It's been a nice long summer.
I love the summer.
Yeah.
I love heat.
I disagree. I like the fall.
I like the spring.
I like them all.
I like them all as well. Oh yeah. I have to love life. It's good stuff. All right. What are there any songs recently that you guys have had on repeat?
Yeah. Yes, can I check my Spotify very quickly?
Yeah, go for it.
I listen to things, I'm obsessed. I'm an obsessive listener for sure. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that I don't listen to a lot of different things. It's just like there I do get stuck on like songs and sometimes and it's just like
I know mine cuz I always
you go ahead.
I always go with it on like every show. It's like at the end and I'm driving out. And I like I gotta listen to it, and it's always Coxton Yard by Title Fight, and that's just my jam. And I don't know, I've been really digging it, and it's just I love Title Fight, and I love that song. And it's just a great way to end the show.
For sure. Are there any?
I wouldn't say like there's any specific song, but I've been listening to so much ABBA recently. Like I've been on such an ABBA kick, like. I would say my favorite song by ABBA right now is actually My Love, My Life.
Mm.
I love that song. That is a beautiful song. You know, I feel like when I'm listening to music, I'm like, I have like dyslexia or something. I can't understand music. I have to listen to it like a bunch. And like that song, I did not understand the first time hearing it. Like, it is the catchiest, most best written song. But like the first like 10 times hearing it, actively hearing it, I was like, what the heck am I listening to? But didn't make sense. But now I love that song. I want to get married to that song. Shout out my girlfriend at home, Ayana. She's listening right now.
Well, thank you for listening, Ayana. Would you ever cover an ABBA song?
Yeah, we would cover an ABBA
Why
song.
Why not?
Of course we would cover an ABBA song. When I kiss the teacher. We should do that one. That's a good one.
Are we going to be ABBA for Halloween now?
No, we're going to, it hasn't been announced, but we should be announced.
Yeah, let's hear it.
We're going to be the Who on Halloween.
Oh, cool. Ooh. Are you guys doing a show?
Halloween show, oh yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Has not been announced. I don't want to name the bands yet.
Yeah.
But we have an amazing lineup. I'm very excited. And they're all being different bands, and it's sick.
Very cool.
We're the Who.
Cool. Which era?
Like early 70s, 1970.
Okay. Nice.
1970 nice. Yeah. Who?
Gotta keep it classic.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I definitely have to be Roger Daltrey, right?
Also gonna be.
Well, Hayden will have to be Pete Townsend, even though he plays bass.
Mm, yes.
He will have to
yes.
be Pete Townsend because he looks like him and he can wear, like, the jumpsuit. But we also, like, we take a lot of inspiration from the Who live, so it'll be easy for us, you know?
Cool. Cool. Why don't you play us another song then? Got anything for us?
Yeah. Yeah. Should I play? Let's do Steer. This one is also off of our rock opera, our next rock opera. To be coming out in like a year and a half.
In the candlelight, empty vigil, you wear virgin white, and I'm all right. Crawl through, pretend I didn't hear, take me with you. But love is not a cure. No career. Hands on the wheel. Wednesday working, waiting, catching blues again. Another passing, lashing whips in the night, and I'm all right. Calm words, everybody knows I would never hurt her. Love is not a cure for no career.
Very nice. What was the name of that one?
Steer.
Steer. Cool.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
It's okay.
And so I'm sure that for a lot of your songs, especially because you said that your first album took like 5.5 years, how long have you guys been sitting on that one?
Which one? The one that
the Steer.
Oh, Steer. Oh, Steer I wrote like in December.
Oh, cool.
January maybe. Like the one took 3.5 years was the pop album, but we had written this, like, it's weird, our discography is all messed up, but like the songs that are coming out right now I wrote like 3 years ago also.
Mm.
Right, but it's like the pop album came out last year, so it's like, you know,
but, it takes a moment to come into fruition.
Oh yeah
it's recording always takes one time. Step ahead, like this one's not, won't come out for a while.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I like it. Let's see. If you could, open for any band in, let's go for the world. If you could open for any band in the world, what band would you choose?
I would love to open for, you want to go? It's a very tough question.
I mean, there's so many avenues you can go down. You can go down, you know, I just want to play with these people, or it can be, I want these people to be back. I want this band to be back together. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, part of me wants to say
the 1975.
Solid, yeah.
That is my answer.
That's a good Dalton.
I love the 1975. They're one of my favorite bands.
It's hard for me not to say Title Fight just because I want to play.
But they don't play anymore.
I'm going to go with a weird option. I'm going to go with a Japanese band called Ninjin Izu. I might be butchering the pronunciation.
That'd be very cool. I'll second that.
Cool dudes.
Playing
cool. They're like Japanese Black Sabbath. But they're all cool and interesting, and they have a great sound.
Solid, yeah. Yeah, there's some really, really incredible music coming out, and has been for many decades. Really cool music coming out of Japan.
Yep. I always, City Pop is my favorite. When I'm after Coxon Yard, I just go back to City Pop and and finish the drive going back from wherever.
Maybe some instrumental surf music.
Yeah, some surf music.
Ooh. Do you have any favorite surf rock bands?
The Vultures.
Oh yeah,
that's a good one. I like
the Vultures, the Ventures.
The Ventures, yeah.
My bad.
I like the more exotic stuff because there's a lot of blues, you know, oriented stuff. But I like stuff that's, you know, it's tasty, it's spicy, it's exotic, and I like the new flavors that surf can bring, and the interesting sounds, and the, I don't know, it's just a unique. Any
for sure.
Thing if you find the right stuff.
Yeah. Have you heard of Laika and the Cosmonauts?
Maybe.
They're one of my favorite surf rock groups.
All right. I'll listen to them.
I have not heard of them.
They're cool. If you want, we could take a quick surf rock segue. I think I could use some water, get a breather.
That'd be wonderful.
Cool. Let's pull that up. In the meantime, let's see. Do you have any favorite songs to play live?
Yes. I would say Marilyn Monroe. We always open with that one. And I would say that's my favorite one to play live because I jump. And it's just like, that's a feel-good song, man. And it's a song about knowing that you're going to die, you know? I mean,
It's morbid, but it's true.
It's true, you know. I mean, it's a song about just knowing you're gonna die. I mean, like that might be helpful to some people, you know.
It's a good choice. I think I gotta say, personally, I have the most fun playing "Peace" at the end, because everybody always goes for "Peace."
Peace is good.
It's just great to have that.
Let
release.
It fall. Is such a great one to play.
People like Let It Fall.
Let It Fall is such a fun. Catch all these on Spotify, but like they're all on there. But Let It Fall is such a tasty one to play live. I love that one.
Yeah, I think that's that's always a fun question, you know, trying to see, because you can tell sometimes when an artist's really having fun, and you guys, usually look like you're having a pretty good time up there.
Yeah, because we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are for sure.
We are here to play.
We are up there bouncing off the walls. We don't know what else to do. You know what I mean? It's, you know. It wasn't always like that, but we've just gotten a little crazy in the past, I don't know. We've amped it up a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know,
I started drinking coffee.
Oh, that's a big change.
I am a coffee, black coffee drinker. For sure. All right.
All right. This song is actually called "Surfs You Right." This is Laika and the Cosmonauts. We'll be back in a few minutes. We just had our excellent surf rock segue, and we are back. And I'm picking out a very important PSA for us. You want to do one about, all right, germs, emergency preparedness, fresh fruit, or going outside?
Going outside, for sure.
All right. At least I think that's what this is about. Yeah, it's called Next Trip to the River. What else could it be about? So this is actually a script for two people. So one of you will have to be, I think one of them is Karen. What's the other name?
All right. We got Karen and Laura. You're going to have to be Laura, bro.
I'm Laura.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. All right. Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you not being around for all that rain.
It sure looks like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good. A bark and a jingle of a collar. Hey, wait. You've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood. And it's decompostable, isn't it?
Decompostable. True. But all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers. Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Dog barks. Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association.
Have you ever listened to Joe's Garage by Frank Zappa?
Dude, that was
Welcome to Joe's Garage. I am the central screw tonight. Central Scrutinizer.
Yeah, that's a great album.
It is a fantastic
You're
album.
You're a Frank Zappa fan?
Well, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love Frank Zappa.
Yeah.
But Joe's Shake Your Booty was one of my first records, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's solid.
I love that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, my dad, I think he was driving me to Driver's Ed one day, and he was like, this album. This is what we're going to listen to
Joe's
on our
Garage?
Way to Driver's Ed. Yeah.
Oh, no, that album. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my dad loves that one, too. That's a dad favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. All right, you want to play another song for us?
Sure.
Cool.
Also off then the next one. The next one. The next one. The next one. All right. Long distance runner. Oh, my bad, guys.
Long distance runner, long distance runner. I wonder the sunset will follow me around. Life is a game, the world can be played. I am a piece, heaven's to Betsy in hell.
And what was the name of that song?
Long Distance Runner.
Long Distance Runner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when on those last couple of verses, I was like, oh, it really kind of sounds like you were singing Long Distance Run Around by Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. Wonderful.
Which, like, do you know that song?
No.
It's on Fragile. It's a...
Fragile.
Yeah. Great album.
Wonderful. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Speaking I actually do know that song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's the one. That's this with the slap, with the bass, and go crazy.
You can play a second of that.
Yeah, I know how that one go.
Yeah, it's the ooh. That one. Yeah, yeah. Yes, in fact.
Yes.
Yes, this is. Yes.
Yes. But no. not long distance run around. Long distance runner. Yes. Yes.
Long distance runner.
All right. Do you want to play another?
Sure.
Cool.
I could play anything, really, at this point.
You sure could.
Let's play a weird one. This is off the upcoming album, so this will be out soon.
And I proposed, and another road to go. I didn't know better. Who on earth will want to kiss me now? I haven't brushed my teeth in weeks. Girls don't want to talk to me, 'cause my breath stinks. I brush, brush, brush my teeth. Time is never by my side, only the nag of stinking breath, the stench of death, the dreaded mouth possessed, hanging open. I was so ashamed, I vowed never to speak again. If I don't brush, my teeth will turn to mush, and that ain't better. Who on earth will want to kiss me now? Haven't brushed my teeth in weeks. Girls don't want to talk to me, 'cause my breath stinks. I brush, brush, brush my teeth.
We already did our required PSA. That yeah. was a fantastic second PSA.
That was such an after-school special right there.
That's really fun. So I'm assuming that you've had that song for a while. Is that a newer one?
I've had that since summer of 2022.
Okay, yeah, not that long ago.
That feels so new to me.
Oh yeah. But I wanted to ask, because I'm sure that it's changed over the years, but what's your songwriting process like, and how has that changed? I mean, you've been playing music for a long, long time.
I mean, well, like, I used to write them really quick. I used to write them just like, I would write like a 20-minute one with like GC, you know, they'd be mm-hmm. simple. But like now I can't really do them that quick, because they're just harder. I don't know. So I'll write. I'll usually get, like, if I mean it, if I really like it, I'll write like the verse, the chorus really quick, and then I'll wait like a day, wait a couple days, and then it's usually the end. I can never write the end. I usually, like, the verse and the chorus, I can write a verse and a chorus really quick, but then like an intro, you know what I mean? The end, the bridge, middle eight, screw the middle eight. I just don't do the middle eight anymore.
Who needs it?
Yeah, once I heard Welcome to the Working Week by Elvis Costello, I was like, I just need you just need 2 minutes. It's whatever. Middle eight's too long. Makes it 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Mm. Can't do that.
No. Well, in that case, since we are coming up on the top of the hour, if you want, you could probably play two quick songs or one short one. Or one long. Yes.
Let's do two, or let's do one.
Okay. It's your.
I can, maybe there's a quick one. No. We'll do
one. And also it's your last song of the show, so pick one that you want to play.
Yeah, right.
Decisions. I'm excited to see what he,
All right, we're going to play a song off the new album, the one that's coming out soon. This is like 3 years old too. This one's like long. But like it's cool, because people have been waiting for it to come out, you know? Like we've been playing this live, like acoustic too, like years ago.
And now you will have the radio version.
It's crazy, yeah. Maybe this one will be good. It's called Let It Fall. Well, you'll know that, I guess.
His street, burning rubber at his feet. This city of naked sin, his thoughts were growing very thin. Someday he'll know just what this means. Uptight and bursting at the seams. Who cares? He never even gave it a thought. It's all his fault. Too many times. mind. Can't seem to keep you in my lines. Cut off all your secret worries that brought you here in the first place. Who knows, maybe I'll stay in bed, don't sleep, punish myself instead. I don't care, it's only pain, it goes away, it goes away.
Hard song to sing, my bad.
No worries. That was very cool.
Thank you.
What was that? You said the name of that one was
Let It Fall.
Very cool. Well, to wrap things up, do you have any words of wisdom?
Words of wisdom. Don't drink and drive.
That's another good PSA, actually.
That's really good PSA.
Third of the hour.
Because you know what? People don't listen to it. That is the rule. That is the one thing that people say over and over and that no one listens to. Don't drink and drive.
Also, you can get a DUI if you are riding a bicycle under the influence. So be
careful.
Don't
do that either.
Yeah.
Come on. That's stupid.
Scooters are okay.
Be safe, guys. If you're going to go crazy, go crazy at home.
Yeah. With the scooter.
Stay home. Don't go outside. Don't go outside. Stay home.
You're safe there.
Nothing's going to happen. Just sit on your couch and watch TV. It's not weird. People do it. I do it. Chill. Don't go outside. There's nothing good outside.
No.
Nothing good outside. Okay.
All right. Well, I don't know if that PSA is in the book, but maybe it should be.
Eat your oatmeal. Eat your oats. Mm. Drink your milk.
Oh, I do that.
Eat your meat.
Eat your
ribs. Yep. Ribs are good. Cook for your family. Cook for your wife.
Yeah, cook for yourself.
Read the Bible, even if you don't believe in it. Right?
Do you have any favorite characters?
In the Bible?
Yeah.
Job. Because Job, well, maybe not Job, actually. Job kind of fell off, right?
You didn't
read it?
No. I went
That's important
school,
reading, like, essential reading.
Well, I think on that cliffhanger, find out next time. You've been listening to Mellow Max here on 91.